Alec, would you say who you are, please?
I am now from the Chełmniczów Space State Production and Scientific Center of Moscow. This is one of the largest Russian space companies, which are most known in the whole world, thanks to its powerful and reliable heavy launch vehicle Proton, and manufacturing and designing and injection as well of space stations and its modules, beginning from Salut to Mir station, and now we are involved in the creation of International Space Station, because our company has developed, produced, and now is preparing for launch the first element of International Space Station, the Fiji B module. As the service module, the first Russian element of International Space Station, because Fiji B, despite its Russian manufacturing, is considered as American element of International Space Station. It's only ordered in Russian. But the first Russian element service module was manufactured by our company, and now is in testing in the another energy company of Russia at the present time.
Russia has a very long history in developing space programs, you know, right from Sputnik 1, and you were in on that right from the early days in the lunar program. Could you tell us about that, please, Oleg?
The history of lunar program, both in the America and the former Soviet Union, is too long that, to describe it in the only brief interview. I can say only that it was a very interesting time when the competition between the America and the Soviet Union led to very interesting results, the developments in parallel of two so complicated systems like the Apollo Saturn in the United States and the so-called N1L3 in the Soviet Union. Unfortunately, we were unsuccessful in our attempt. However, I just presented some papers in the previous international congresses, which were memories about my participation. And in these papers, I make my own conclusion. It may be not shared by another specialist, or maybe shared, but I led to only one conclusion, the main conclusion. Such the programs, like the mission, manned mission to the Moon, to the Mars, or creation of manned large space station, should be provided only jointly, by the efforts of numerous countries of the world. In another case, like during the race to the Moon, we together with Americans spent hundreds millions of dollars and rubles. When we can decrease these expenditures at last at a half by joint development, let us will not repeat our mistake. And now I can add only that expansion of space commercial activity now is provided, at last beginning to be provided, on the international joint basis. As you know, we are marketing our Proton together with Americans in the scope of IOS company, together with American artists, and I hope that in the nearest future we will use our Angular new launch vehicles together with Australians, maybe from the Christmas Island, maybe from other, but in any case, I think that such developed country like Australia should be involved in the more high degree than in the present. Regarding the lunar program, I can say only that this program was partially successful, because it gave us so good examples like Luna Hot, like zonds and a lot of technologies which were used in our space activity some later. But unfortunately, the concept of this landing was subordinated only one purpose, the national prestige, not the scientific results and so on. Of course, these purposes should be fulfilled as well, but in the more or less degree, only prestige. Yes, prestige, national prestige is very good thing, but if this thing is costed too much, let us will make a more profitable thing.
The Zond spacecraft was designed to carry people around the moon and back. Is that correct?
What craft?
The Zond.
Zond, yes. Yes. This was the spacecraft which should carry the crew of two cosmonauts around the moon, practically without the injection in the near lunar orbit, only flyback. And after, I don't remember exactly, approximately 7 flights, from which only one or two were completely successful. The cosmonauts, the crew, the first crew, should be numbered Alexei Leonov and Oleg Makarov. I trained them in the regards of this saucer, the restart engines. And they said in the time that we are ready, the next flight should be managed one. But this was just 71st or 72. The Americans had landed 2 or 3 years ago, and the Soviet government decided this is not so necessary, and taking into the account that this is a very risky mission, this program of Zond in our time, it has the name of L1, L Lunar 1 first. And this program was cancelled at all, after the only unmanned. Yes. The spacecraft was very similar to the Soyuz and practically has the same service module and the same crew capsule, without the orbital compartment. Do you know this? Yes. And its solar arrays has less than 1 sections from each other, and the thermal protection was different because it should enter into the Earth's atmosphere with the second space velocity, not with first. It should provide the overflight of Moon by the Soviet crew to the celebration of 50th anniversary of Soviet power in 67. But in that time, only 2 first flights were provided by the Proton launch vehicle, and both were unsuccessful. And of course, these parade launches were not fulfilled. Yes.
Was it... did you try, or was it possible to flown a Zond with a crew around the moon in 1968 before the Americans did it in December of 1968?
It's by my opinion, it was possible if the first launch of Proton with L1 were successful, more successful than they were. We can provide the first overflight of Moon approximately at 68, the late 68. It was, of course, some earlier than American landing, but practically simultaneously with the overflight of Moon. Two Americans should inject into near lunar orbit, while the L1 spacecraft could not make this. And in this case, it was comparison with American was not in our favor. During the Turing International Congress, I presented my paper with the post-N1 Soviet project on the lunar landing. There was, but they were not realized at all. And I said that, by my opinion, we had one way to win this race to the moon. If we, in accordance with initial intention of Korolev, to provide an assembly of the lunar spacecraft, more exactly as a cluster of lunar spacecraft, lunar landing module and so on, in the near Earth orbit. It can be could be provided by the proton instead of the N1. Of course, in that time, proton was not so available. It only made this first flight. Of course, we had no any experience of docking in orbit. But if even half of money which was invested in N1 and mostly in its huge on-ground complex, only half was invested in the finishing of proton testing, in the training, in the in-orbit docking, and so on, we can land first Soviet, in the time of course, cosmonaut at the moon, approximately it in 68 years before America. And I said that the arrest money will be quite sufficient for a grandiose banquet for the all precipitants of this work. This is my opinion. We went on the wrong way.